Well, the second album was released. It was doing even better than the first. I guess it took a bit for people to realize I was recording again as a solo artist. Letting Les do the distribution, primarily through the internet, enabled us to maintain control, and many sites began to request that they be allowed to sell it. I was also getting informed by them that they wanted copies of my previous solo album. Fortunately, I had managed to buy the rights to that album from the record company that begrudgingly did their meager distribution before. And Stan was right, there had been a concerted effort to chase me out of the music business back then. Would you believe they wanted 10 times what I paid them to make it in the first place? A quick lawsuit got them down to 3 times, which I told Les to accept. I still think I could have claimed complete ownership since I covered all their production costs. But contracts are contracts, and fighting that would be more trouble than it was worth. The rights were mine now, anyway. Suffice it to say, I made sure it would never happen again. The contract Les and I hammered out between us let me maintain complete control, and Les gets a nice, healthy cut. So, it was a win-win.
Went to a dance, looking for a man, saw Bob Aransel.
Hey there, Les. I assume you're calling about the tour?
You better believe it. I had this great idea. Get this. The Coming to America tour.
Based on that song I wrote. Not bad, Les, but it does seem a bit of overkill for a 20-city tour.
About that. I think we have a few more than 20 cities wanting you to come.
Oh, really? 25?
Well, let me put it this way. It's called the Coming to America tour for a reason.
Yes, I thought we established that already. Les. Les, are you telling me you arrange concerts in 48 states?
Oh, no.
Oh, thank goodness.
50 states.
What? Les, no way. You managed to get 50 concerts lined up?
More like 80. Some even in Canada. And more keep coming in.
Les, there is no way I can do 80 cities in 80 days.
Oh, give me some credit, Birch. They're all at least 2, sometimes 3 or 4 days apart.
Les, that would take me nearly a year to finish.
2 years? You get Christmas season off.
2 years. You think there will still be interest then?
Birch, baby, trust me to know my job.
Okay. Well, Stan did say he wanted me back out on tour, so there it is. The spacing of the concerts meant we only needed 2 buses and a semi for the tour, and all could stay together. Do a concert, sleep, pack up the next day, drive to the next venue, and then the following day, set up, rehearse, and do the concert. I've done a tour with a new venue every night, and it's grueling. This should work out much better, and it means I have time to relax. We got the buses and semi-trailer specially painted for the tour, and these had some great luxury items on them too, including incredible suspensions. I find my motion sickness gets worse as the years go on. Fortunately, buses with large windows and ability to stand up makes it easier. But the luxury suspension will definitely help. Les and I then hired stage hands and backup musicians, most of them I knew and trusted from the tours we did with the Beach Bears, plus most of the sound technicians from the Ursa Major sound studios. They were more than just co-workers. They were friends. I tried to convince Stan to come along, but he said with his probation conditions, it was impossible. Oh well, I tried. Oh, and we hired 4 bus drivers and 2 truckers that would enable us to drive all night if necessary. I won't go into details of the tour route. That would be boring, even though we did avoid northern areas until the weather would be more favorable. And while we wouldn't get to every state in the first year, at the end of 2, yes, all states would be visited, including Alaska and Hawaii. Alaska was no problem since we had 2 cities in Canada before, but the drive would still take time. Hawaii, that would have to be done special. With a week to go, I spent a goodly amount of time in the studio with the band, going over all the songs so we would know exactly what to expect when. The stagehands were there as well, making notes about lights and sound cues. Finally, the day arrived. The truck got loaded with the equipment. We contacted the first venue to let them know we were on the way, and they assured us that they would be ready for us to start setup when we arrived. Well, I'm off, Stan. I promise to call every day.
Yeah, don't worry about me, Birch. You know I can take care of myself. Besides, this'll give me some time to work on my next book.
Just don't neglect your exercise as well.
Oh, I won't. And I'll keep on you about yours, too.
I'm gonna miss you, Stan.
Yeah, just get going before I start crying, okay?
I got on the bus then. And made sure our entire crew was there. Then gave the driver the signal we were ready. I waved to Stan as the bus took off. He was right. I belong on the road. This feels so right for me. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world be turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.